Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Brown-Forman Corporation, one of the largest American-owned spirits and wine companies, known for its iconic brands like Jack Daniel's, Woodford Reserve, and Old Forester. Brown-Forman has a rich history in the beverage industry and is recognized for its focus on quality, brand loyalty, and innovation. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the beverage sector. Let's dive in.
Brown-Forman has built a strong brand portfolio in the spirits industry, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases lie? Brand loyalty and the availability heuristic influence their decision-making, particularly in product development and marketing strategies.
Brand loyalty is a significant factor in Brown-Forman's decision-making, especially in product development and marketing strategies. This bias might lead the company to prioritize strategies that reinforce customer loyalty to their well-established brands, such as Jack Daniel's, rather than taking risks on new or experimental products. While this focus on brand loyalty helps ensure a steady stream of revenue from repeat customers, it may also limit Brown-Forman's ability to innovate or appeal to new customer segments who might be looking for fresh and unique spirits experiences. The availability heuristic is another key factor, where Brown-Forman might focus on marketing products that have recently been successful or are highly visible in the market, potentially overlooking less obvious opportunities that could resonate with different consumer groups.
This focus on maintaining strong brand loyalty and leveraging successful product lines has helped Brown-Forman build a stable business, appealing to investors who prioritize consistent returns and brand strength in the beverage sector.
Exactly. Brown-Forman's emphasis on brand loyalty and successful product lines has made it a reliable choice for investors seeking steady performance in the spirits industry. However, the company must balance this with a willingness to innovate and explore new trends and markets to ensure long-term growth and competitiveness.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at Brown-Forman Corporation. As a global spirits company with a diverse customer base, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for Brown-Forman given their role in producing and marketing spirits that cater to a wide range of consumers globally. From a behavioral finance perspective, embracing DEI can enhance decision-making by incorporating a variety of perspectives, which is crucial for developing innovative and inclusive products. A diverse workforce can help Brown-Forman better understand the needs and preferences of different demographic groups, leading to more effective and culturally relevant product offerings. For investors, the company's commitment to DEI can signal a forward-thinking and socially responsible organization, which is increasingly valued in today's market. Additionally, strong DEI practices can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are critical for maintaining operational excellence and driving long-term growth.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI as a critical factor, especially in industries like beverages, where understanding and addressing diverse consumer needs is key to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Brown-Forman not only strengthens its ability to create inclusive and innovative spirits, but also enhances its reputation as a leader in socially responsible beverage production. This focus on inclusivity can also help attract top talent, which is essential for driving innovation and maintaining a competitive edge in the industry.
Now, let's compare Brown-Forman Corporation to other companies in the beverage sector like Diageo, Pernod Ricard, and Constellation Brands. How do Brown-Forman's behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Brown-Forman's dynamics are often compared to other leaders in the beverage sector, such as Diageo, Pernod Ricard, and Constellation Brands, particularly in their approach to brand management. product innovation, and market adaptation. Brown-Forman's emphasis on maintaining strong, recognizable brands like Jack Daniel's appeals to investors looking for consistency in the spirits sector. Diageo, known for its extensive portfolio of premium and luxury spirits, appeals to those interested in growth through a broad range of high-end products. Pernod Ricard, with its strong focus on global brand distribution and innovation, offers a more dynamic approach to the beverage market, while Constellation Brands' emphasis on premium wine and spirits positions it as a leader in the high-growth premium alcohol segment. Brown-Forman's focus on balancing brand strength with innovation provides a unique value proposition, but it also means they must carefully manage the risks of being too focused on their existing brands in a rapidly evolving market.
And unlike Diageo or Pernod Ricard, which have a broader focus on a diversified portfolio of premium and luxury spirits, Brown-Forman's strength lies in its ability to maintain a strong, recognizable brand in the whiskey and bourbon categories, which has allowed it to build a loyal customer base.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value. For Brown-Forman, the focus on brand loyalty and market adaptation provides a unique value proposition in the beverage sector.
To sum up, Brown-Forman Corporation's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their brand management strategies, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives Brown-Forman's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.